Father, we bless you. We are grateful again. I know we can't even thank you enough for what you have done, for what you are doing, for what you are yet to do. But for the little that we have been able to do today, Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going into your word. I am asking, enlarge our hearts to receive this word. Amen. Let it profit us thereof, Amen. Even to the glory of your name. My God, I pray, let them not see it as my word but yours, so that it can produce result. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't put it in PowerPoint because I want us to reason together and listen. Maybe I should just ask this. Can somebody remind us of what we have been learning about for some time now? Can someone remind us? Giving. God bless you, sir. Giving. God bless you, man. Giving. I'm sure we will recall that when we started, we said, let's look at this from different perspective. Not necessarily all about money. Even though we talk about money along the line, right? And I said when we started that we will approach it in the journalist way. Why, how, when, what. We did all of that, right? I remember where we started for was thanking God for giving us Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ in turn giving us to God. You recall, it's about 2 months now, so maybe some of us have forgotten. But let me quickly refresh our memory on that. Then thereafter we went on the fact that you can give the gift of your presence. Remember? Even that when you think, I don't want to be bothered, but the Holy Spirit touches your heart, you know you need to do something, right? And we look at Jesus Christ as a model to that effect. Even that he's going his way, but one way or the other, his attention will be drawn to something and he will stop and attend to such. And thereafter, we delve into the fact that, we are all talented. God has given us talents. And he has given these talents to us to be able to give to others, particularly to the body of Christ, so that the talents he has deposited in you, in me, I should give it out so that others can be blessed. We look at that. Now we now realize that, even the Holy Spirit was a gift to us given. And extensively we look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit that some are apostles, some are evangelists, some are pastors. So today we'll be closing up on this teaching or rounding it off. This is not the end of it anyway, because I trust that the Holy Spirit will still expand it in our heart more than whatever we are doing here. So that's why I won't say this is the end. But briefly, we'll put a cap on it. But before we go into it, I want to read this scripture to us. Acts chapter 20. I'm reading verse 35. Acts 20, verse 35. And this is Paul speaking to the Ephesian church here. Acts 20, verse 35. Paul said, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' name. Now, please open your Bible as we go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4. Verses 8 to 17. If somebody is having the New Living Translation. Please, you help me read it. 2 Kings 4, 8 to 17.
2 Kings 4, 8 to 17.
Yes, ma'am.
New Living Translation.
Mm.
One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem.
Mm.
A wealthy woman lived there, and she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, "I am sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by." One day, Elisha returned to Shunem, and he went up to this upper room to rest. He said to his servant, Gehazi, "Tell the woman from Shunem I want to speak to her." When she appeared, Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tell her, we appreciate the kind of concern you have shown us. What can we do for you? Can we put in a good word for you to the king or to the commander of the army?" "No," she replied. "My family takes good care of me." Later, Elisha asked Gehazi, "What can we do for her?" Gehazi replied, "She doesn't have a son, and her husband is an old man." "Call her back again," Elisha told him. When the woman returned, Elisha said to her as she stood in the doorway, "Next year at this time, you will be holding a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she cried. "Oh, man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that." But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant, and at that time, the following year, she had a son, just as Elisha had said. One day, when her child was older, he went out.
No, verse 17. Thank you. God bless you, man. Praise the Lord. I'm sure we all know this story, but I want us to learn from it based on the topic that we have said we have been looking at for about 2 months, giving. The story is well captured here about a woman. Please just open up your heart and follow me. Some versions of the Bible say a great woman, a prominent woman, a worthy woman. This woman was the one that noticed that this is a man of God. He's always passing by here. We can do something. We can give something. Where does the giving start from? Does anybody pick that? Where does the giving start from? The woman said, "Let us give him a meal." Praise God. Let's give this man a meal. Is that big money? Praise God. I'll be asking us questions and I want us to be responding, please. Is that big money? Let us give him a
meal.
Praise God. Does that connect with what Jesus said in the scripture? Yes. Okay, we are still going forward. So this woman said, "Oh, let's give her a meal. I mean, let's give him a meal." And they did. And the man ate and went and left for his journey. This woman now approached the husband. Perhaps the man doesn't even recognize him to be a man of God, right? And the woman said, "My dear, come. We have given this man a meal, but we can still give him more. Why? Because he is a holy man of God. What else can we do?" Remember, she's a prominent woman. I said, "My dear, let's do it this way. We can create a room for him in our home so that anytime he's even passing and he's tired, can take a rest." Would that cost them money? Would that cost the family money?
Yes.
Yes. Did the man agree? Yes. And they did that. Now, it dawned on the man of God. These people have been given to me. He called the servant. I think we need to give them back. Here is a man of God who doesn't even know what he should give back to this great family. He asked the servant, what do you think we can give her? After all, she's so wealthy. Probably she doesn't even need anything from us. I'm just paraphrasing this for us so that when we start bringing out the points we want to learn from this story, it will resonate with us. And the servant said, Master, I noticed something. This woman is old. The husband is old. They don't have a son. Oh. And the servant of God, Elisha, said, told Gehazi, call her. And the woman came. And there was one thing the woman did that was remarkable. The Bible said this woman stood by the door. She didn't enter into the room. And Elisha was not even talking to her directly, but through Gehazi, his own servant. Tell her, what can we give her? And the woman said, no, there's nothing. I don't have any need. After all, I'm wealthy, I'm prominent. They know me in this place. My family is taking good care of me. So I don't need anything. And the servant again reminded the master, they don't have this. This thing is still missing in their life. And the man of God, Elisha, through his servant, tell her, God will visit her about this time next year. She's going to have a son. And the woman said, what? At what age I'm old? And to the glory of God, because Elisha was the servant of God, God confirmed the word of Elisha, and the Bible said the woman was pregnant and they had a son. Now, how does this connect to what we have been teaching? How does this connect to giving? And that was why I said, please note where it started from. A meal. A room. But in turn, a child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is this saying to us, brethren? At the start of the teaching, we say giving is not all about money. Even though money is a big portion, is a part of the work of the kingdom. But does this woman promote the work of God in her attitude? Yes. If it were to be in our world today, what do you think this woman's reaction would be? I'm very sure if it were to be today, this woman is not probably going to take cognizance of this man of God. In fact, she might even say, these troublesome men of God have come again. They are only looking for money. Right? Am I right? Yeah, I say some. I'm not saying all prominent women. Get me, please. So that you don't say, not necessarily. I know. Not all prominent women will do that, but most prominent women will do that today. Praise God. And we see this even in the body of Christ. But thank God, I'm not saying in this church. It's not in this church. And I thank God for that. And I bless God for every family that is here. But there is one thing I want us to learn from the attitude of this woman towards giving. And this is the aspect that is of interest to me as a church, brethren. Whatever God is laying in your heart, do. Amen. Don't look at the magnitude. Don't look at it as if it's small. And if you recall, if you go back further in that scripture, you will see the encounter of Elisha and another woman, a widow too. regarding giving. But my focus was on this Shunem woman. And my focus was on her because of the fact that the Bible describes her as a prominent woman that has the right attitude to giving. And I know there are prominent women, even in the body of Christ today, that doesn't have this right attitude. That see even fellow brethren as people that are begging, even when God has given to them to give. These are the lessons I want us to pick from here. Oh, again, I see the reaction of the husband who did not say, we will hold back. Oh, they will come and disturb the peace of our home. Amen. Did the man of God ask them to do it? No. But I want to believe the Holy Spirit laid it in their heart. What if this man has opposed the suggestion from the wife? Maybe their account will not be what we are reading today. Hello, sir. Has God laid something in the heart of your wife concerning the kingdom's work, and you are the one the devil is using to oppose it? Please have a change of heart so that you don't hinder your blessings. Hello, ma. Are you the one that is being in the opposition? Please have a change of heart. Oh, many a times, what we give might even cost us something. David said that. Say, I won't even give something to God that won't cost me something. But like the case we are looking at here, I'm looking at this family because of the fact that they know that they are wealthy. And I say it to us, we are wealthy. But don't allow this wealth to be a blockade to more blessings. Praise God. Because if they have had that attitude, a greater blessing than money wouldn't have come to them as a family. These are the lessons I want us to take. That even when we want to give, we should be purposeful in what we are giving. Praise God. And that will take me to some of the things we learned even in the previous teachings. When we are saying, give the gift of your presence, this family could have as well take their eyes off the man of God, let them be going their own way. What's our trouble? But because they know they were there and they have been positioned by God to do something to advance the work of God in the hand of the man of God, they stood. Amen. Did they? Yes. And this is exactly what I pray that we will all have the attitude to. Many of us, we are brought here by God. It's not because I came to our homes to preach to us. Right? Right? And if you look at it in that light, you were brought here by God that the gift of your presence in Jesus' palace will manifest. That the gift of your presence in Jesus' palace we encourage the body of God. That the gift of your presence in Jesus' palace will be a blessing to you. Because when I read scriptures, I try to put myself in it. Maybe I put myself in it. And that's what I want us to begin to look at even from this story. I thank God that the man did not oppose this woman, like many men would do. Yes, like many men would do. And I thank the woman too, that she did not allow the pride of life to deny them of their blessings. Because ordinarily, he would have said, no, we can't do that. How can it be that I'm the one who will be cooking for a man of God that I didn't even invite? Yes? But Praise be to God. They yielded to the leading of the Spirit. I don't know what God will be prompting your family to do in Jesus' palace. Please do it with all of your heart. It's not about any pastor. Please, let's have this understanding. And many are making that mistake in church today. They are beginning to look at pastors as if it's the pastor they are worshiping. No. And if any pastor is trying to make himself as the object of who you should worship, be careful. Be careful. The man agreed. I know portion of their pleasure will have been disturbed in process of reconstructing that place, right? Or even going to buy the bed, setting up the table, making sure there is land for the man of God to study. Something may have roughened their account. I mean their finance. But they say they are wealthy, so that may not be a big thing to them. But even some of us, God may be laying in our hearts something to give that will roughen our own account. But be sure, if you do, you will receive. And that was what Paul was teaching the Ephesians church. He said, look at me. I work hard. I do this. I do. Thank God for Paul. He could say that. But he said, I am doing all of this as an example for you. Don't see, because I am doing the work of God, I am a burden to you. If you go and read the whole of that, Acts chapter 20, you will see there. I want you to be blessed. Even you as believers, give. Because in giving, you will receive. And that's why many a times, the scripture is so, it's a mystery that we can't even uncover the details of it except the Holy Spirit gives us. You know, there was a day I was thinking about the scripture that says, there is he that scattereth, yet increaseth. But I know by the word knowledge, people will tell you, just withhold. Am I right? Yes. Just keep saving, keep investing. Anyway, they will tell me too, the scripture say I should leave inheritance for my children's children. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the one that says I should keep scattering, I will increase. I look at it. But I've come to understand that it is true. It is true. If this woman has withheld the first meal that he was going to give this man of God, probably that child will not have come. Amen. Probably. I don't know, the little God might be laying in your heart or the big God might be laying in your heart. But remember the word of the Lord Jesus. He said, when you do this unto these little ones, you have done it for me. You have done it for who? For God, for Christ. I just pray that God will give us a greater understanding. And there is one thing that our Lord Jesus Christ taught too, even regarding our giving. And I want us to pay attention to this, brethren. Please. When you read in Matthew chapter 6, it starts from 5 when our Lord Jesus Christ began to teach concerning what is called the Sermon on the Mount. But in chapter 6, he got a point regarding what we give. He said, when you even do it, don't make noise about it. Praise God. Because God who has sees your heart that you are doing it for is the one who will announce you. It's not for you to make noise. A lesson for us here. Amen. A lesson for us here. Please, when you do it, you don't need to broadcast it. You don't need to make noise about it. It's between you and God. And God will reward you. I truly believe this. But what we see today is, even some people, before they even do anything, thank God for technology. The whole world is aware. Amen. I said, even before they do it, the whole world is aware. I've been in a church, not in Canada, in Nigeria then. I don't know if I've shared this. And this thing baffles me when people behave. There was this family in the church then. The church was growing, just like we're growing. And the woman was not behaving like this prominent woman. And the pastor then said, sister, you can't continue like this. Don't do like this. Don't just wash yourself. Oh, the woman flared up. Nonsense. Oh, what do they think? If not for us, we are the one back crawling the church. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, the cell manners of things. Even that they moved away. They moved away. They moved to another church. But within the redeemed setting, right? It's still within the redeemed setting. They moved to another redeemed parish. And the pastor then looked at, God have mercy. You know, as a pastor, you don't want any soul to be lost. You don't want any soul to be destroyed. And the pastor calls the husband. God is having a greater future for you, as revealed to me. But the way you people are going might be a way this may not be achieved. I'm sorry, Pastor, we have made up our mind, we are going. And the man of God said, okay. What God laid in my heart, that I've done. They left. Brethren, when they left, we were like, God, thank you. I'm sure some of us, why can you be saying thank you that a brother left a parish? Why were we saying, God, thank you? It was like a cloud over the church was removed. People from nowhere just started coming in. You know? People who ordinarily would not even do things before, they started. People started coming up. People started coming up. And the church began to grow. And the pastor was transferred. And as God will have it, this pastor was transferred to the parish where they went to. Yes. I'm telling you real life story. If I mention the pastor, it's of blessed memory. Some of you, you know him because he's been here in Canada to visit us one time, Pastor Tusonya. He got there, he called them to a meeting. Where are you running to? I didn't ask for transfer. I didn't know. They just sent me transfer. Now, to where you ran to? Where are you going? To cut it short, he talked to them again. This same family, today, they are pastors in Ireland. I don't know if my story adds up or if it's making meaning. Why am I bringing their story? When you are giving or when you are opportune to give, please, please, don't let self destroy your reward. I can imagine if the opportunity was not there for them to come across that pastor, I don't know what will have happened to them. That does not mean maybe they won't be a pastor. But can you imagine what they went through? I knew some of the things that family went through because we knew them. We were talking to them. In fact, it got to a point, it's like they were trying to cut people who would join them in their everywhere. And we say, no, we are not part of this. No. You are privileged today. I am privileged today. If I'm opportune to give, even the person who cannot give today might be the one who will be able to give tomorrow. And this is a lesson for us, brethren. If this family had refused to entertain Elisha, God would have raised help unto Elisha. Because the Bible describes him as the holy man of God. What is the lesson concerning the giving teachings we have been having through this? If you withhold the gift God has given to you, thinking you are doing it for someone, you will account for God. I will account for God too. Praise God. Another lesson from this that I got was the relationship between Elisha and Gehazi. Praise God. Through it all, it was Gehazi that was the intermediary between Elisha and this family. Amen. Because Elisha knew that whatever he tells Gehazi to do, he will do. At a point, I'm sure you got it, Elisha was the one, Gehazi was the one advising Elisha on what to do. Did we get that? He was the one. Oh, master, I noticed they don't have this. Elisha did not see it. But I don't think at this point in time, Gehazi took the credit. If not for me that I told Elisha, would he have known what to do? Praise God. And that is where we need to be careful. Even when you are talented to see, even when you have been given those skills, please, don't let it become a thing that will deny you of your own blessing. God has given you that you may be a blessing to his body, so that in turn he will bless you more and improve you and encourages you to be what he wants you to be. And so I catch that relationship between Elisha and Gehazi. That Gehazi did not took it upon himself to say that I was the one that God used to open his eyes to know what to do. And these are the things we see today in churches. People will be working with their pastor or their HOD or whatever. Before you know it, they want to even make themselves the HOD. Praise God. Before you even know it, they will tell you, what does he know? He doesn't know anything. It's not about whether he knows or he doesn't know. It's about you doing your own bit. Give your own bit. He gives his own bit. Nobody knows it all. Praise God. I'm doing all of this for us to even when we go back in your giving, please, let's do it with a clean heart. Praise God. Let's do it with a clean. It is then the reward will come. And I saw this attitude in that woman. I said, the woman stood by the door. What do you think a prominent woman would do today? He would just bash in. After all, are we not the one that provided the space for him? Right? We are bringing this to a close so that in our giving, we have the right attitude. Be it money, be it talent, be it gift of the Spirit, we have the right attitude so that the blessings will come, because it will surely come in the name of Jesus. And that was why I said we should pray that prayer, that for everyone who has given to this church with clean heart, that is the qualifier, with clean heart, that God should reward them even beyond their imagination. And so shall it be. The name of Jesus. It's of no use. Even when God has given you talents and you know it's of God and you want to use it to cause division. No, that's not the purpose why God is doing that. Or God has bestowed his wealth on you and you want to use it to cause division. No, that's not why God is doing that. God has just thought of you that, okay, this will be a good custodian of my blessing, of my knowledge that I've given to him. Let me see how. And the more you use it, the more you use it, the more God will begin to bless you. And that's why I say, to whom a little is given, more will be given. But you give some people little before you know it, they mess it. But thank God, this woman, they are having more, and they are willing to give more. But it starts from small, very small thing, just a meal. And the same story, almost parallel that of the widow. In fact, the widow's case was even so So, how will I put it? It's so serious. Because she was a widow, she even said it's the last meal, but because she had an understanding, okay, it's the man of God who has said it, I will do it. And she survived the famine and the son. And it's my prayer. If you are going through any famine now, if you are going through anything that's seemingly not looking right, God will take you out of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, when you give, let's be purposeful. When we give, let's do it that unto God. When we give, don't let ourselves come in between the blessing. Amen.
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 It's more blessed to give than to receive. However, I know in our world, it's totally different. Don't let anybody deceive you that when you give, particularly to the things of God, you are wasting your time. I hear that a lot. You know, here, I hear it. Oh, you are religious. I say, I'm not religious. I believe in Christ. It's a way of life. Oh, yeah. So you give your money to church. That is your own understanding. I give my money to the work of God. Huh. That's good for you. Yeah, it's good for me. Praise God. That's the way I always respond, you know. I say, yeah, it's good for me. And if you want to hear the goodness, I can share a lot. This should be our attitude, brethren. This should be our attitude. And I pray it again. For as many, in all honesty, with true full heart, who has given to Jesus' palace. There is no way. Have you ever go to a palace and you give to a king there and you are going and you go empty-handed? Not in many cases. Not even with the kings of kings. There's no way you could have given and you go empty-handed. No. You remember the queen of Sheba? At the end of the day, what happened to her? She was more bewildered that, indeed, this king is great, he's rich. Because she went back with more, even though she was coming, thinking that, I have a lot to give the king. And that is it. We may think we have given so much, but I am telling you, God is going to give even beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus. Either it's skill, either it's money, either it's meal, either it's food, either even word. All you think you can give is, this brother is not in church today, I'm going to call the person. And you call and you pray with them or you encourage them. I am telling you, God will reward you for it. God will do. Because that's what he wants. And that's the work you are doing. Maybe at the level he has given you to do. I want to believe we have learned one or two things from this story regarding giving. And one of the things is that it doesn't have to be too big, doesn't have to be too small. However, in your giving, make sure your heart is right. And don't be a stumbling block. Let the sister not be, or the brother to be. Because if this family have not worked together, it will have been a different story. And I bless God that they didn't miss their reward. And you will not miss yours in Jesus' name. So I'll be concluding. Let's read Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Ma, are you there? Matthew 10, 40 to 42. God bless you. That's Jesus Christ. Even if it's a cup of cold water, you will be rewarded. Not to talk of even when you now create a space in the palace he has given you, you can be sure you are expecting a mansion. or maybe acreage. I don't think. Praise God. You know, God, in fact, God is wonderful. Maybe I should share this with us. I know it's going to be very difficult to believe. About 2 weeks ago, my wife was going to give a money for a program. Mistakenly, that money went into another church account. To a church account. Oh, when the pastor saw it, you must have made a mistake here. I know this money you wanted it to go into this way, but it has gone into the church account. How do we refund you? My wife said, refund what? No. No, sir. Please, sir. Don't let me miss my blessing. And she let go. He said, even how much is the money? He said, no, just $50. I said, because of that, you go and refund. No. Please. And that was it. That she's going to send another $50 to that program or whatever. And she did. Brethren, it like I said, it will be difficult for you to believe. But I know God rewards. $50 brought $50,000. $50 brought $50,000. In the course of time, you will know it. You will see the details. I can't lie to you. In fact, we were dumbfounded that God, is this how you repay? Is this how you repay? It's not that we were counting it like this, like, 50,000. But the value of what we got is even worth more than $50,000. Meanwhile, we are already planning how we are going to get maybe some $30,000, $40,000 to meet up with it. God reward. In fact, God repays. It was not planned. It was not proposed. We can say it's by accident, right? Because God knows what he was going to do. It wasn't that she wanted to do it that way, but it went that way. But it was going to be reversed, and she said no. And that's the picture I want us to get there. If your wife is the one bringing it, it's your husband that is bringing it, don't be an obstacle. Don't let the devil use you to be an obstacle. You may not have a thorough understanding of it when it's being done, but later you will get the clearer picture. God repays. And that's why I'm begging you, and I'm begging you, and I'm begging you. You are talented, use it positively. You are gifted, use it positively. Your offering, your whatever, give it positively. And God will reward you. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. If you do this, even just a cup of water unto these little ones of mine, you have done it for me. That's Jesus Christ speaking to you. And as you do it, you will be blessed in Jesus' name. So that brings our teaching on giving for now. We'll put a cap. I say it's not a close because the Holy Spirit might lead us again to do something else regarding it. But for now, that is it. And I want us to rise to our feet. I hope my story did not bore you so much. I want us to pray.